This podcast is a service of South Canyon Baptist Church in Rapid City, South Dakota. For more information about our church, visit southcanyonbaptist.org.
Hello, South Canyon. This is Pastor Brent. I'm here with Pastor Josh, and we wanted to take just a couple of minutes to talk about life groups and as they launch again, or begin again, I should say, after maybe a break, somewhat of a break in the summer. We wanted to talk about what we're doing because we do have one thing that we're doing that's a little bit unique for the beginning of this fall. We're going to be reading a book together called Life Together by Dietrich Bonhoeffer. And the idea to do this began when the pastors were reading this book together with the TPA students. And as we read through it, all of us seemed together to have the same idea, and that is that we would like for more people in our church, and particularly the people in our life groups, to read this book because it does help us more clearly understand biblically what it means to live in community as God's people, and that's what we're desiring. We want people to experience deep and real Christian fellowship, community, in the context of their life group, as well as beyond that, but the life group gives the best place and the most natural place for that to be experienced. It's a book that he wrote, Bonhoeffer did. He lived in Germany during World War II, and during a very turbulent time. And during that time, he and several other believers actually lived in a kind of community together. And this was how they did life together. And it's a little different, obviously, than what we do because we live in separate homes that are not necessarily all in the same cul-de-sac or on the same street. But it's a way for us to understand better and biblically what community is and what it's not. Sometimes we have idealistic ideas of Christian community, and this is a very real, very practical book that we're going to be doing alongside our sermon-based discussions that will be working through the book of Titus during this particular semester. And there's a connection in some ways between the two, not a straight connection necessarily between each chapter in Titus and each chapter in the book, but there's a lot of overlap because the book of Titus is about what it means to be a healthy church and how to establish a healthy church and to do life together in a way that commends the gospel. And so the book will be a part of what the life groups do during these first weeks and months of the fall as we move through this series through Titus.
Yep. And the primary diet will be the sermon text, Titus. But I think this will be a really helpful supplement that I think we'll see a lot of overlap with and practically applies a lot of the things we're going to see in Titus. So we thought the two really fit well together. We are trying to cultivate a reading culture in our church where people feel comfortable reading books, know where to get good books, have good books at home. And this is a good one. This is a really good book. And Bonhoeffer, it's just to let you know, some parts are a little challenging, partially because of the setting. It was written 70 years ago in Germany, more than that, more like 80 years ago, in Germany, under Nazis. And so it's got some unique factors that you'll just have to kind of work your way through. But there's so much practical wisdom, so much advice that while it might take a different expression for us, will be really helpful to think about and be challenged by and connect really well, I think, with the Titus series. Your life group leader is going to determine the pace at which you go through that book. We've given them the freedom to kind of take a look at their group and decide how best to yoke the two together and how to budget the time and discussion between those. So make sure you talk with your life group leader. Pick up the book in the lobby. It's $6 if you want to pay for it. If you don't have the ability to pay for it, just take one. We would love for you to just have it. So don't feel bad about that. That if it would be best for you to just have it, and the $6 is tough, that's fine. We don't mind that at all. But if you can help offset that cost, we certainly would appreciate that. So get the book, and then your life group leader will give direction on how you'll go about incorporating that into your group meeting. And then, tell us, Brent, just a little bit about why Titus. Why did you choose Titus? How are we going to approach it?
Yeah, Titus was our choice because we felt like it does speak so clearly and so directly to and about the church and what the church is supposed to be and what it really means for a church to be healthy. Quite often there's a term that kept popping up in the book of Titus as I read through it several times and thinking about the series, and it's the word sound. And we use the word sound like we talk about sound mind and body. It means to be healthy. And so really the book is about how to be a sound or a healthy church in many aspects, in many areas. And then he talks a great deal in the book about good works. He refers to good works once in chapter 1, twice in chapter 2, and three times in chapter 3. And what he's talking about is how our lives and the culture and the community that we have among each other and in the church is supposed to be a good witness to the world, to confirm and to give a sense of proof as it relates to the gospel, that our lives are changing and that this gospel is real and that it's true. And so that's, the book touches on so many things that are so practical too, how we disciple each other in the church and what elders are supposed to be. The qualifications are there in chapter 1, and that's a wonderful list for all of us. It's really a list of what all Christians are supposed to be, but those who are elders and pastors must exemplify these things. So we'll talk through that. And just the gospel is very, very clear. There are some verses in chapter 1 and chapter 2 and in chapter 3 that I'm actually trying to memorize personally as I'm preparing for the series that just to me capture the gospel in Titus. And it's super, super powerful to think of those and to really reflect deeply on those particular parts of the book that's three chapters itself. It's a short book. It'll be a series that will begin September 9th and will end on the Sunday before Thanksgiving. The last Sunday before Thanksgiving will be the last sermon in the series.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a fantastic study.
Yeah. And we're going to take our time through it too. Yeah. We're not going to be taking real big chunks. We're going to take little chunks. And Titus, while a small book, it does. It tells you what godly Christian leaders are supposed to be. It tells you what godly older men, what godly older women, what godly younger women, what godly younger men are supposed to do and what they're supposed to be marked by. Incredibly practical in terms of how does believing the gospel and walking with Christ actually display itself in a people, especially a people gathered together in local churches. It's going to be really great. And a couple pieces of advice I would give you. We've listed out exactly what passages will be preached what Sunday, and we encourage you to read those ahead of time. A lot of them are just a couple verses, so it's not going to be a lot of time, but maybe make that a habit that either the night before or maybe a couple days before you meditate on that. If you've got some sort of study Bible or something like that, to read some notes in there and prepare your hearts for the hearing of God's word. I think you'll be amazed that even just on a Saturday night, if you took 10 minutes to just really think and pray through the passage that's going to be preached, I think you would see that the preaching of God's word impact you more deeply just by that preparation. It'd be huge. Yeah. And maybe another thing to consider if you want another challenge is maybe read through the whole book of Titus every week so that then you can see as we progress through the book slowly, you'll be having that a sense of the whole book. I know you do this regularly in preparation for series to read through the whole book probably at least 20 times. Mm-hmm. So don't just think that because you've read through it once, you've got everything. That's the majesty of Scripture, is that it is living and active, and every time we read it, it's fresh. So I would encourage you maybe to consider that. Read the whole book. Wouldn't take you long, maybe 10 minutes to read the whole book. But if you just read the whole book every week and then meditated later in the week on that one passage for Sunday, I think you would have such a grasp of Titus and would go to it regularly for the rest of your life, you know, for encouragement, for strength, and for guidance. So that's a great way to make sure you're making the most of this Titus series. And I think you'll also find that there's a lot more insight that you'll have to share with others in life groups and maybe even throughout the week. Just a word quickly about life groups is that all of them should be full go, launched, ready to go the week after September 9th. So we'll launch the series September 9th, and then those life groups will be going. And each life group has a little different, they're not all carbon copies of each other. They each have different leaders. They each have different dynamics. Some are packed full of kids. Some have no kids. Some are a mix. Some meet every week. Some meet every other week. Some meet 2 weeks and then take a week off. So each one is totally unique. And if you want some guidance, we would love to let you know about that and then help you find the one that's going to be the best fit for you and help you get connected to those folks. They all meet in homes. They all share a meal together, and then they're all focused on the sermon and prayer and sharing together. They're all oriented that way on purpose to make sure that we as a church are not moving in different directions, but moving the same direction. We have other Bible studies that meet that are more on topics. We don't call those life groups on purpose because we want life groups to be a slow march together through the same word that we've heard preached on Sunday. And so even if you're not in the same life group as somebody else, you know that you're having the same conversations they are, and that gives you a connectedness with them that even though the 12 people in your small group are having a conversation, you're actually with several hundred people who are having these same conversations this week. And that's a cool thing. So that's why we keep them really focused and tethered together, is for that purpose. So take full advantage of it. I think life groups are one of the most important things we do. And connecting them with the worship service, which is also a critical, absolutely central to what we do, those things together are what builds healthy churches. So any final thoughts, Brent?
I'm excited about the fall, all of the opportunities that are before us as a church, and the way I think God's going to work through our study through Titus in all of us for His glory and for our good.
Amen. Amen. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you soon.
This podcast has been a service of South Canyon Baptist Church. Thank you for joining us today. We hope that this production has been an encouragement to you. May God bless you.